This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave the Pushpa Mantra for making India a developed nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora at Nessa Coliseum in New York, the Prime Minister said, "These five pillars together will build a Vikasit Bharat." Mr. Modi said, "P stands for Progressive Bharat, U stands for Unstoppable Bharat, S stands for Spiritual Bharat, H stands for Humanity First Bharat, and P stands for Prosperous Bharat." Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, the Prime Minister said, "For the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence," that he believes AI also represents the American-Indian spirit. The Prime Minister highlighted that the Indian diaspora has always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors. He said, "They have connected America to India and India to America, and their skill and talent are unmatched." The Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards US President Joe Biden for hosting him in his home and said, "It is an honor for 140 crore Indians." Prime Minister Modi said that we belong to a country where there are dozens of languages and dialogues, all faiths and religions of the world, and yet we are moving forward united. He noted that understanding diversity, living it and incorporating it into daily life is an Indian culture. Pointing towards a vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said recently India has conducted the largest polling exercise in the world. He said his government again came to power for the third time in a row. The Prime Minister stated that his mind and mission are absolutely clear and he will devote his life for good governance in prosperous India. Mr. Modi said that 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty in the last 10 years because of the change in soch and approach of his government. He said that development is becoming a people's movement in India and every citizen is a partner to it. He added that India today is a land of opportunities and the country now doesn't wait for opportunities but creates them. The Prime Minister highlighted that compared to the entire world, our carbon emission is negligible. He asserted that it is our tradition of love for nature that guided us and India is focusing on solar and wind energy areas. He added that India is the first G20 country to achieve its Paris climate goals and assured that his government wants to take every house in India a solar power household. Talking about Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam Abhiyan, he urged the audience to plant at least one tree in their lifetime. Earlier, a vibrant cultural program was held at Nassau Coliseum in New York. Performers took to the stage to showcase India's rich cultural heritage with an array of colorful dance and singing performances. The cultural showcase is organized to celebrate the country's heritage and its global presence during the Prime Minister's visit, leaving the audience with a vivid impression of the country's artistic traditions. The people present there were chanting Modi, Modi. In a short while from now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be holding a roundtable discussion with CEOs of major US companies in New York to promote collaboration in advanced technology. The list of CEOs who will be attending the meeting include Shantanu Narayan, Chairman, President and CEO of Adobe, Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google, Arvind Krishna, CEO of IBM, Julie Sweet, CEO of Accenture, among others. The agenda of the discussion is to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the cutting-edge areas of AI, quantum computing, semiconductors and biotechnology. Today, Prime Minister Modi will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, focused on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. In Sri Lanka, National People's Power leader Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake has won the presidential election, defeating opposition leader Sajith Premadasa of the Samaji Jana Balavegaya after two rounds of counting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Anuradha Dissanayake on his victory in the Sri Lankan presidential elections. In his message, Mr. Modi said Sri Lanka holds a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy and Vision Sagar. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.